good morning, everyone. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but host of Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 12:30 p.m. on WJCL-TV. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It was a quiet weekend. You must be, and we got to be careful not to label this as a negative / positive. But you feel like yesterday was the last day of school, huh?
Yeah, I've been released from indenture. Oh, my sweet, beautiful, trashy, raunchy, wonderful summer musical is over. We wrapped it yesterday. It was a closing matinee to a sold out crowd. Once again, we sold out of the 12 shows. I think we totally sold out four and almost sold out almost all the rest of them. Standing ovations, wildly hilarious crowd. It was a great send off for what was a really, really successful run. The board, we are all really happy at Seaglass Stage Company of what we have accomplished this summer with that show.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So quick question about that. You sound surprised that attendance was so high. Is that better than normal? Because I would think the summer shows would do well there at Coligny.
Yes, but here's the surprise factor. You're right, and that's absolutely what we had projected. So, you know, we opened our doors January 1. This was only our third show. So all we have to compare to are the two previous shows of the year, which had good attendance, but not as many sold-out nights. This one, we thought we would capture the tourist crowd, and honestly, 95% of our ticket sales are coming from our locals, which is not a bad thing at all in our area. But we were surprised that we didn't capture more tourists. And I think more than likely the answer to that situation would be that in the summertime, of course, tourists coming to the island are families with children, and this show is not age appropriate. You know, it's very much an adult show. So
interesting. Okay. Very good. Well, congratulations on the good attendance. Now, you know, you got the next show needs to be Caligula.
We have announced the next show. It's going to be a straight show. It's a dramatic comedy called Dinner with Friends.
How about that? Did you catch the, I know you were doing a show on Friday night, but did you see any replays or did you just catch clips of the Olympic opening ceremonies?
I caught clips and was just sort of, you know, talking with friends and whatnot who were able to see it. And I guess the predominant feeling was that Celine Dion stole the show and that it seemed kind of sad because of the rain. Is that what was happening?
No, I wouldn't say Celine Dion stole the show. There were a couple of performances that quote unquote stole the show. They had a French, French artist on the top of the palace. One of the big popular buildings, and I'm flashing some ignorance here. But I don't remember who she was, but she was up there, and it's one of these beautiful old buildings. All the roofs are glass, and she was up there on one of these domes at the top highest point, draped a beautiful dress, draped in the French flag, singing the national anthem.
Nice.
The French national anthem, obviously. No, it wasn't the Louvre, but it was like so stunning that, yeah, the Celine Dion thing was, you know, spectacular in and of itself. And there were several other spectacular in and of themselves performances during that thing. You know, Lady Gaga was first. She just did a dance number and sang, and who cares? Whatever. I mean, you know, because she's Lady Gaga doesn't make it amazing. You know, it was good. But there was a dance number where the dancers were in the couple of hundreds along the river. Everything happened along the river. I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
And they were dressed in gold, and it was kind of an urban dance, and they were splashing around, and it's funny because It was raining, but this dance was designed to be in a shallow pool of water so that when they stomped, it would splash. And so the rain just...
Well, so that worked.
Yeah, that worked out well. But, you know, then there was a heavy metal group on the side of a building, of a side of another palace. It was, you know, and I'm not ignoring the 600-pound gorilla in the room with the controversy and the Last Supper and the you know, all of yes. that stuff. I get it. And everybody's going to have their opinion. I enjoyed it. I can only, as I say with food, be an expert in my own opinion. I enjoyed it. I never caught the Last Supper reference live. That's because it wasn't actually a Last Supper reference. So I thought it was beautiful. I thought they did a fabulous job. And it's interesting because we're so used to everything happening in a stadium. And the teams walk in and they spend an hour and 15 minutes marching in. And hey, it's, you know, Peru and wave. And Peru, a population of 50,000. And then, you know, even the announcer said, we don't have our usual Jeopardy. He called it a Jeopardy list of trivia for all of these nations because of the nature of the show this year, which I thought was refreshing.
Interesting, yeah.
And the I don't know if you knew the premise, but they all the athletes came via boat down the River Seine through the city, and you know, this was a made for TV event. So if you were there, you didn't see the actual show. It was interesting because if you were in a boat, you didn't see Lady Gaga, you didn't see the you know. All of these, you didn't see Celine Dion. You didn't see any of that. But I equated.
You only saw what you saw where you were.
Right. But then halfway through, I was watching with my wife and daughter. Halfway through, I said, you know, this is actually like a Super Bowl halftime where if you're in the stadium, sure, you're seeing J-Lo and Shakira jump around, but you're not seeing the show. Only the people on TV see how this is being choreographed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So. You know, the TV knows when to take a wide shot because there's going to be a fireworks explosion. The TV knows when to cut away because Justin Timberlake is going to come on the stage. You know, that type of stuff.
Right.
And so this was the same thing. This was a made-for-TV opening ceremonies. And I thought it was just, because they used every inch of Paris that they could. I mean, if they, and I'm trying to be respectful here, but if they had done this in Atlanta, it would have fallen flat. It's not the same thing. It's Paris.
No, Atlanta doesn't have quite as many ancient buildings.
No.
Not ancient. That wasn't the right word.
Yeah. Old and charm and character.
Historical. And, yeah.
It's Paris. You ever been to Paris? You went to Paris just the other day, didn't you?
Yeah. Just the other year. A couple years ago, I did. It was my first trip to Europe. Was my Paris trip. I went with my brother and we just had such a good time. And he's like an art lover, music lover, you know, enjoys nice dining and sightseeing. And we just did all the stuff. We didn't venture out of Paris. We were there for the entire week. And we stayed on a really beautiful street with a lot of flower shops with their flowers overflowing out into the street. And I had a croissant every day. And you know me, I'm not even a bread person. It was just a fabulous trip.
Yeah. I have been to many places in Europe and Paris is my number one. And it would be very, very, very tough to beat. It's romantic. It's scenic. It's, you know, it's a big city. You know, there's hustle and bustle, but yet you could sit down in a cafe and just be, you know, in another world, which it is. I'm a big fan of Paris. And after I went to Greece 2 years ago, it's funny because I put this on Facebook. I came back and I posted to Facebook that Athens went to 1A on my list. And somebody asked me who was number one, and I said Paris. And that started a whole dialogue on, you know, Paris is overrated. It's like, you know what? Stop. I love Paris. If you don't, knock yourself out. I'm not here to knock down what you like. People just get too crazy with all of that stuff. I love Paris. My favorite city in the world that I've been to is New York City, and then outside of here that I've been to is Paris. The end.
You know, the thing about when we went to Paris was it was just, we were just kind of coming off the the ends or ending part of the pandemic, and travel had just opened up again.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was getting so many comments of how the French receive Americans and whatnot, and
right.
sometimes not over enthusiastically. But right. I would say our experience was the exact opposite. I think they were happy to see us, happy that we were spending our money with them. They were very nice to listen to my broken French. My brother's French is much better than mine. you know, our experience was totally different in that regard.
I've been to Paris I've been to Paris three times, and I have never, except for one cranky bus driver, ever had anything than a wonderful experience with the people of Paris. And I have discussed this with other people, this dynamic with other people, and we have arrived at the conclusion, and this is, you know, not necessarily speculation. It could apply to anywhere. It could apply to here in Savannah. Americans have a really bad reputation of you trying to make everything you experience like America. And
exactly.
And if you show up there, you know, demanding ranch dressing and getting belligerent because there isn't any, which I'm sure has happened, and I'm using that as a silly stereotypical example, then the French are going to say, well, who the hell do you think you are? And that happens a lot. If you go there and at least try to, you know, speak their language and try to assimilate to their lifestyle, the French are very, very nice people. If you get there and start swinging your "I'm an American" around, they could give three rats patooties about any of that. And that's, I think, a perception that people, I don't like it because they're rude. Well, they're probably rude because you want them to conform to your ways of life.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, and we talk about this on the island as well, you know, when you're on vacation, you expect every single thing, not everybody, I don't, but a lot of people, because they've been saving up all year, or in right. some cases 10 years,
yep.
and everything they do, just getting a cup of coffee or
yep.
You know, everything they do, they want to get the most maximum five-star experience out of.
Right.
And can behave poorly when it doesn't always go their way.
Yep. Yep.
you know,
yep.
so.
Yep. 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 People, I have no problem saying this publicly. Many people, as a general rule, suck. And that's just, you know, if anybody in the food and beverage industry is listening, you know, since they're alone by themselves in their car or whatever, they're probably cheering right now because people are just incredibly unreasonable far too much of the time. I think that's a fair way to put it.
So true. And it's the demise of Yelp, civilization, and all those places, all those stupid things where people go and give their review of yeah. everything they've done.
Yeah.
The bath tissue at the
yeah.
hotel they're staying in. The
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but we segue. So speaking of New York, drum roll please.
Yes.
I'm going to go to New York tomorrow.
Very good. Yay, the crowd goes wild. How long are you going to go for?
Just a couple nights. I'm going to see a couple shows and then just bomb up and bomb back.
That's cool. I bomb New York a lot.
Yeah, just need to get off the island.
I hear you. Where are you staying? You staying with friends? You staying Midtown?
I'm going to stay near Columbus Circle. Same hotel.
Oh, nice.
Same hotel. Nice. Yeah, it's my fave little spot. It's when I tell people about this hotel, it's black. I'm not kidding you. Everything in that hotel is black. The floor is black. The ceiling is black. The walls are black. The elevator is black. Everything is black. It's just blackety, blackety, black. And it's so black that I can't see. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you come in off the street, it's sunny outside. You come in and it's like, it's strange. I have to like squint to figure out where stuff is.
Interesting.
It's just a really dark hotel. And then right next door is a Asian restaurant called Blue Ribbon. And they have the best sushi. I'm addicted, obsessed.
Really?
Yeah, you would think Nobu, right? But this place is my favorite. Excellent crispy rice, And then one time I was there, even I had their steak and it was divine. Oh, and they have a salad that is so good. Just like a green lettuce salad. And I don't remember now why it's, I'm going to find out tomorrow because that's where I'm going for dinner. I'll report later on that.
Please do. Please do. Meanwhile, back on the island, the announcement was made over the weekend that we're about, it was funny, I was out for my run this morning and I did the math. I'm like, that's just less than 90 days away, which is going to come up on us real quick. The third Rockin' Ribs weekend at Caligny Plaza.
I feel like we just literally just did that last year. It seems like it was 3 weeks ago.
yeah, we did. The headliner, the musical headliner last year, I believe, was 38 Special. Is that accurate?
That's right. I remember that.
This year it's Driving and Crying. That will be the weekend of 17, 18, 19, 20, I think, or 18, 19, 20. That is the weekend of October. Tickets, I think, are about to go on sale later this week if that's something you want to be a part of. I'm excited because on paper right now, this Red Hot Second, I'm going to be able to attend for the first time. The last two, I've been out of town, but this one I'm scheduled to be in town that weekend. So I will be coming over for that. It'll be a good time. So, I'm looking forward to it. They've got a few, pit masters listed already. I know of a couple that are going to be participating that aren't listed yet. So that will be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Hopefully you'll be able to attend. And we can discuss.
It's going to depend on, as you're saying this, I'm going back to my notes, my board notes, because we have selected show dates. And I want to make sure that, I'm sure we took that into account. Because we have like the master calendar of all the events of the island before we make our show.
Right. That's cool.
Since we'll be sharing that same space with all that going on that day.
Yeah.
Is it on a Saturday or a Sunday?
It's a Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, so it's all 4 days. That's
yeah.
right. That's
yeah.
right.
They do a bunch of different events. You can find information on that on the web. I think it's rockinribshhi.com. So something to look forward to. When are you back from New York?
Late Thursday night, but I'm around all weekend coming up.
Okay. Well, I'm
did you come over? You ended up not coming over last week, did you?
No, not at all.
Under the weather.
Yeah, I was fighting the cruds and I said I need to stay home and hydrate and hide under my bed because I was on the brink of getting sick at any given point last week. So I stayed home. I'm slipping out of town quick overnight this weekend, so I won't be up there this weekend. But we will reconvene with some island eats there. I have a short list of places I want to go eat. I will not share them publicly, but I'm going to do so. And we will. And the kids are about to go back to school, huh? Where they start here in Savannah in public school on Thursday. We're three days away from that. Over there.
Yeah, we've got school's starting up the following week after that, and I can tell just by being around Caligny, you know, every day this summer, it's there's still a lot of people, don't get me wrong, but it's thinning out just a bit. It's kind of the last hurrah. We've got two more weeks of this sort of crowd, and then everything will change and shift.
Yeah, I said it on the TV show this past weekend. I said, congratulations to all the parents out there. You made it. School, public school in Savannah starts on Thursday. And whether you will admit it or not publicly, a lot of parents out there this time every single year are more than relieved when the first day of school comes because the kids are gone by 7:45 in the morning and you get your life back.
That's right. We can return to the regularly scheduled programming now. Yes. I feel that way about being out of the show.
Yeah. No, I get it. My daughter's been home and, you know, you try to do different things because she's only home for 6 weeks. She's going back to New York middle of August. So it's like, okay, I actually hired her as my assistant this summer. She's been a tremendous help. So
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's good to have someone right here in the house. And she sits down and does busy work for me in, you know, in her pajamas at the island in the kitchen. And it's good to have, you know, hey, we need to do this or we need to do that right downstairs when I go down to refill my water. It's fairly convenient. So,
yeah. Over the years, I hired my daughter to do similar things. You know, ever since she was like 15, and she's really good at it. She knows what I want. It's
right.
Strange because they're your offspring.
Right.
That she's so in tune with how I like things that it's almost like I don't even have to tell her.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, you enjoy the apple and
thank
and your
you.
Shows.
I will.
And I will be. We'll reconvene next weekend, next Monday. Yeah.
Sounds good.
All
and
right.
Hopefully you have lots of food to discuss.
Oh, yeah. We will, I'm sure. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll catch you next week. Have a good day, Maggie.